Okay. Do you like caviar? I don't know. I. We use the verb try, correct? Try is a regular verb, therefore it's going to be try, tried, tried. I haven't or have not tried it, right? I haven't tried it. Okay, number 10. Mike was late for work again today. Again, he blank late every day this week. Okay, take a minute to decide. Okay, Mike was late for work again today. Again, he has, right? Because it's a he. To be late is a phrase, therefore it's we use the verb be, and we're gonna use the third form of the verb. So he has been late every day this week. He has been late every day this week. Is that what you have? Don't forget to write the answers down, then we correct them together. All right, 11, last but not least. Who's that woman by the door? I don't know. Blank her before. Take a minute. Okay, who's that woman by the door? I don't know. I don't know, so we definitely know it's going to be a negation. I don't know. I her before. So meet Beth Matt. I haven't met her before. All right, that's it for exercise number 2. Okay, exercise 8.3. Write 4 sentences about yourself. Use I haven't and choose from the boxes. Oh, well, too bad I'm not going to listen to you. Say those sentences, but you will have to listen to me. All right, let's see. Let's read the words first, right? And then we decide what can we write down. Use a computer. Been to the cinema. Traveled by bus. Here's an interesting part. An interesting trivia notice for you. Traveled is spelled with double L in British English, but with one L in American English. So either way you spell it, it's correct. Read a book, eaten any fruit, lost anything. And then on the right you have today, this week, recently, for ages since this year. So the first one is I haven't used a computer today. All right, let's do sentence by sentence. All right, so I'm gonna give you a minute to write down the second, then I read mine, and then we go on. So don't write everything together. Let's start with been to the cinema. So number 2, write a sentence negating been to the cinema and they knew something on the right. 1 minute, go. Okay, let's see what you guys have. So, been to the cinema. God, I don't remember the last time I've been to the cinema since this coronavirus outbreak. It's going to be a long time before I go again. All right, so I guess we have to use this week. And I'm going to say, I haven't been to the cinema this week. Oh, that's really easy. Number three. Traveled by bus. Okay, number three, traveled by bus. I haven't traveled by bus for ages. For ages means for a long time. I don't know, the last time I took a bus. Also because Trieste, everything is so close by, right? You can walk everywhere. You can basically walk to university from any place in the center. All right, read a book. Number four. One minute, right? All right, read a book. Read, and in this case, it's read a book. I haven't read a book since this morning. What about you? Well, I'm reading a book right now, so this is a lie. Murphy Grammar is a book. Okay, eaten any fruit? Number four, take a minute. Okay, eaten any fruit? I haven't eaten any fruit this week because I haven't used it yet, which is not true, but number five, last but not least, lost anything. Let's see what you guys have. And okay, last but not least, I haven't lost anything
this year, which is true.
Hoping not to lose our sanity because nobody can go out of their houses. How are you guys holding up? Hope everything is well with you out there. Well, lucky for you, you can study online, so that's a nice way to pass your time, right? Okay. Let's do our last exercise. 8.4. Read the situations and write sentences as shown in the example. Okay, so I want you to write these sentences down, right? If you take an active participation role in these classes by the end of the semester, which my guess is gonna be all online. I don't think 3rd of April is gonna be the day we'll all go back to university. No. I'm thinking a lot of classes will remain online, so it might be true that we will only see each other at exam and we will not see each other before. And so if you take an active participation in these classes, and by that I mean you're going to write things down, you're going to study. I don't give any homework because I believe that classes, if you take an active participation, there are like, this is the work you need to be doing. So at home, outside of listening to these classes, your own work, which means you need to understand on your own where you lack knowledge. And, you know, in this audio classes, I try to explain everything as much as I can, but you know yourselves where you lack knowledge the most. So if you know that you're behind, you're not at this level, because we're going ahead and grammar is going to get more and more difficult. If you know that you're lacking in knowledge, then do on your own, do the homework. This is the way that you should be working, right? You know that you don't know A2 level English, and that's a problem, right? This is a problem for this class because you will not be able to learn anything here without having the basic knowledge of A2. So if you don't know things, then, you know, maybe you have time these days to study. Okay, getting back to our last exercise, 8.4. Read the situations and write sentences as shown in the example. Number one, Jack is driving a car, but he's very nervous and not sure what to do. You ask, have you driven a car before? Like your parents would ask you. He says, no, this is the first time I've driven a car. So this is a very good example of present perfect, because we know that we use present perfect. We also use present perfect to express express experiences, right? So experience, we always use present perfect and never past simple, because experience, logically speaking, it was true yesterday and it's still true now. And present perfect is an action that started in the past and traveled all the way to the present. So it has some sort of an effect on the present time, right? Okay, so no, this is the first time I've driven a car is a great example of present perfect. So you would never say first time I drove a car, because that would be an exact time in the past. And present perfect is never an exact time. Okay, number two. Ben is playing tennis. He's not good at it, and he doesn't know the rules. You ask, have blank? He says, no, this is the first time. Okay, let's see what you got. No, he says, no, this is the first something. All right, let's see how you're gonna finish it. Let's take a minute and a half because there are two sentences there. Okay. Let's see. Ben is playing tennis. He's not good at it. And he doesn't know the rules. You ask, have you ever played tennis before? Or have you ever played tennis? Or have you played tennis before? Because play is a regular verb. He says, no. This is the first time I have ever played it. Or this, no, this is the first time I have or I've played it. Is this what you guys have? All right. Remember, we use first time, second time is always a rule, right? We're going to use present perfect because it's an experience. Number three. Sue's riding a horse. She doesn't look very confident or comfortable. You ask, blank? She says, blank. Let's take 2 minutes and we're gonna correct. Okay, she's riding a horse. She doesn't look very confident or comfortable, which happens so many times when someone's riding a horse, right? You ask. First thing we do is we look at the verb, it's ride. We know it's irregular like this. We find out that it's irregular and we find out three forms of the verbs, which is ride, rode, ridden, right? Ooh, great. So I'm going to use the third form of the verb, which is ridden. Great. So I'm going to say, I'm going to ask, have you, because we started with auxiliary and it's a you, so it's a have you ridden a horse before? Have you ridden a horse before? She says, no, this is the first time I've ridden a horse. Or no, this is the first time I've ridden it. Or you could also say, no, I've never ridden a horse before. Right? So you can always use ever, never. In this case, the question would be, have you ever ridden a horse before? And she would say, no, I have never ridden a horse before. Well, I've never ridden it. Okay. Number four, Maria is in Japan. Lucky her. She has just arrived and it's very new for her. You ask blank and she says blank. So really, you could use a lot of different possibilities. The only thing true is you have to use present perfect and you have to use it correctly. Okay, but of course, looking in the example, you can always use a before and you could say first time, right? So this is the easiest way. But if you choose a different way, if you choose a different sentence, it's okay, as long as it is grammatically correct. Okay, let's take 2 minutes and then we're going to correct, or better, I'm going to read my sentences to you. Okay. Okay, let's see. So Maria's in Japan. Lucky for her, she has just arrived and it's very new for her. Oh, you could also say it's very new to her. You ask Maria, right? Have you ever been to Japan before? Or have you ever been here before? Or you could also say, but no, let's keep it present perfect. And she says, no, this is the first time I've ever been here. Or she says, no, I have never been here before. All right, so the important thing to remember about this exercise is that we always use present perfect. Well, first of all, as we remember, each tense has indicators, and indicators of present perfect are yet, already, just, and we figured that out in our previous audio lesson, or they're also ever and never. Ever, never, as in this last exercise, a clear indicator of something of being true in the past and still being true now. Because one of the most difficult things to remember about present perfect that I find is difficult for a lot of Italian students is the fact that it's an action that started in the past and is still true now. How is that possible? So a lot of times I hear students ask me, how do I translate this into Italian? And this is one of those cases where you can't find an equal translation into Italian because you guys do not have a present perfect in Italian language, and that's fine. This is why I keep repeating to you the meaning of present perfect, because what you need to do really is you need to understand it, and by making as many exercises as possible, it has to become automatic, okay, as really any grammar. So ever never, getting back to this last exercise, is an indicator of an experience. And in all of these sentences, we've been asking about experience. We were asking, is this your first time? Basically, is this your first time doing this? Only using present perfect. Have you ever done this before? For example, have you ever done online classes before? Or is this your first time? And many of you will say, this is the first time I have ever listened to an audio class in English before. Am I right? I could bet that this is right. Or maybe some of you will say, yes, I have done this before many times. So if you don't use a specific time in the past, say 2 days ago, and that would be past simple, it's going to be present perfect still. But if you use a specific time in the past, for example, I studied English 2 days ago online. 2 days ago is a specific time in the past. That means we use past simple. Okay? All right. If you have any questions, you're welcome to ask questions here in Moodle. If you don't have any questions, then, I guess we'll talk soon on the next class. Okay, thanks.